on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Has an ex ever ruined something you used to love? Because breakups don't just leave you with emotional baggage. They can also ruin some of your favorite things. And honestly, that kind of makes me more angry, because it's one thing, fine, be a piece of trash and get out of my life, but don't you dare take away my comfort show from me.
No, exactly.
You know, like, what I mean?
That's the most diabolical thing you could do.
It cuts deeper. It cuts deeper than the breakup itself,
it's
honestly.
It's a greater loss.
It is a greater loss. And
than any man.
It's a greater loss than any man. And this actually happened to Charlotte. And it shocked me when you told me this, because I can't believe you went this long without this favorite thing in your life.
Yeah. So I have been obsessed with the musical Phantom of the Opera since I was in the eighth grade. I know every single word by heart. I know all about all the different productions around the world. Like, yeah. I can tell you all the lore about how Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote it, was in love with the real Christine. Like, there is tea, okay? So when I lived in Philadelphia, my best friend and I, we realized that we both loved Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I was in love with my best friend. And I was very open about it. Like, I'm a communicative girly, okay?
Yeah.
So this man would lead me on so hard. He would, like, not date me, but he would get mad when other people flirted with me. Like, it was very toxic, okay?
Yeah, he was definitely using you for attention.
Yes, I said verbatim to this man, I was like, if you want me to get over this crush, I need you to stop quoting Phantom of the Opera to me, right?
Ew, so wait, so he knew that this is your one of your favorite musicals of all time.
Yes.
He's quoting your favorite musical, trying to further his connection with you and make you fall in love with him, even though he's claiming he's not romantically wanting to be with you.
Yes. At one point, he even got up on my car while I was, like, parked in the street, and he, like, starts singing Phantom of the Opera from on top of my car, okay? And
what
then
a piece
and
of trash.
Then my house was, like, having a show, and his band comes, and this man comes dressed as the Phantom of the Opera.
What a freak!
Are you serious? Okay, so it takes me.
Wait, it's just messed up, because he's like, I'm trying to bring your fantasy to life, but, like, you can't fall in love with me. I'm just gonna tease you because I'm obsessed with getting attention from you. Like, are you kidding me?
It's so annoying. Okay, so it took me years. Like, for years, I couldn't listen to Phantom of the Opera. Like, it just, it hurt, right?
Okay, wait. So obviously you guys never were together, were you, right? But you're talking about, obviously you were into him, and he clearly was into you. He was just playing you.
Yeah, it was
and
really
he was
weird.
Being terrible. But you went through this, like, really messy romantic / friendship breakup. So after that happens, you literally cut yourself off from Phantom of the Opera.
I left the state and moved out of his house.
You're like, the reason why I have a job here now is because I literally left
like,
packing.
I'm not even joking. Like, that's why I am back in there. Like, basically, half the reason. But good news for everyone. I saw the new Phantom of the Opera immersive production on Broadway. So
yay!
We reclaimed it.
Wait, was that the first time you allowed yourself to, like, hear it again?
Or when were you able? I did see the touring production a few months before that. So that was the first time.
But wait, so how long? So in total, how long was it until you were able to patch up your own breakup and your own separation?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
No Phantom of the Opera?
I know. So thank God that the Phantom of the Opera is once again there inside my mind.
Okay, well, literally good morning to every single person except that man. But this is what we're talking about. Like, what is that thing that your ex ruined because of the breakup? And it's something that you loved. So what did your ex ruin for you? Was it your favorite musical? Was it your favorite food? Your song? Could be a street. I don't know. It could literally be anything. What did your ex ruin for you? I have one for me.
What is it?
It was literally anyone playing the acoustic guitar.
No, that's so, like, broad.
Like, literally, because, you know, you remember that scene in Barbie where, like, all
the
Kens,
I was literally about to ask about that
and they
scene.
Start singing, like, Matchbox 20.
Yes.
So that was literally my ex-boyfriend, and that was, like, Matchbox 20. It was, like, Dave Matthews Band. It was just, like, any chance he could get to, like, sing with a guitar with his shirt off, like, around a fire.
Why
or, like,
is it always
at
both?
At, like, any point. And I love acoustic guitar.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's vibes.
I couldn't listen to John Mayer for the longest time. time. And like In Your Atmosphere is like one of my favorite songs of all time. And like the fact that I had to give that up, and it was triggering. Like anytime I went anywhere and I would see a man pull out an acoustic guitar, I would fill with rage. And it took a long time, like, for me to be able to appreciate that art again. Mm-hmm. And that was just something I had to heal on my own. So join the conversation. What is that one thing your ex ruined for you? Shar, who is on one?
This is Rachel and Fed Hill on one.
Hey, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. What is that one thing your ex ruined for you?
All right. So the thing that my ex ruined for me was my number one baby name for my future child.
You're lying to That's me right now. Horrible. Wait, I'm pissed.
Absolutely not lying. This is a sinister person. So my number one baby name from the time I was a teenage girl was after my grandfather, my mom's dad, who I never got to meet. I heard all the stories about what a great person he was. He made everybody laugh. Even, you know, my parents were divorced and my dad was like, that's the greatest man I've ever met. Talking about my mom's
goodness.
Dad.
Yeah.
So a decade ago, I had this boyfriend in college and he named his car Charlotte. And I said, that's so funny. Shout out to Charlotte.
Yeah, shout out to Charlotte.
But it was yours.
I said, that's
yours
so
to
funny
use.
Because, you know, I don't know if I'll ever have kids, but if I did, I'd love to name a son after my pup-up Charlie, who I never got to meet. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I really like the name Charlotte, so I named my car Charlotte. Cut to, you know, we've been broken up for a year or so, and he got a random girl pregnant and names the daughter Charlotte and only refers to her as Charlie.
That obsessed with you,
right,
that the
free.
Girl he knocked up, he named their baby after the name that he clearly got from you.
Mind you, like, I had just started dating my now husband. So we've been together for like 7 years now. So we're married. And
amazing.
But he's still in my phone hitting me up to like hang out with me. And I was like, no, that's dead and gone. And literally within a month after him texting me and trying to hang out, he's like, hey, internet, I got this girl pregnant. Surprise.
Oh.
And we're naming her Charlie. And I was like, you
We hate
I'm like,
him.
I know. You named your car Charlotte. Why are you naming your child Charlotte?
No, that's crazy. Using it for both is wild.
What a weirdo. He's clearly never going to get over you for the rest of time. And thank God you're happy and you're with your soulmate. And he sucks.
Soulmate. He's great. And like, he ruined a lot of stuff for me. But, you know, time passes. I'm happy with everything the way it is, but I know that when he said he decided to only refer to his daughter as Charlie, he was thinking about that.
Oh, you know that's right. You know that's right, Queen. You live rent-free in that man's mind for the rest of time, by the way.
You know what? I think I do a little bit. Just a little bit.
Samantha in Baltimore, what is that one thing your ex ruined for you?
So it's actually two exes, but my birthday.
Okay, now I'm pissed. What happened? What happened? How could they have ruined your birthday for you? Wait, are you talking about like this one specific birthday, or now it's hard for you to celebrate birthdays?
It's like hard for me to celebrate birthdays now because of like more like trauma of disappointment.
What happened?
Destroy them.
Okay, so the first one, this was young, so like I don't blame him as much just because I'm a nice person. He took me shopping and then held over all of the shopping we did for the next 8 months. So like, I'm a nice guy. I bought you all these things.
Ew.
If you just say you're like, a nice guy,
you're not a nice guy.
Also, that's right. Whack. It was your birthday. He should be buying you birthday presents. What?
And it's like, I didn't ask you to take me shopping. Like, that was your decision.
Exactly. Like, isn't that the gift? Like, wasn't that
right.
the gift?
Right. And then, yeah, he kept every receipt and, like, everything. Like, it was just weird.
That's okay.
And then not long after I dated him, the next guy didn't, he, like, forgot. Like, we were away at, like, military stuff.
Yeah.
And he just disappeared the day of my birthday. Like, ghosted. He was cheating, like, all day.
He was cheating with your entire birthday?
Oh.
Yeah, like, we celebrated the whole birthday weekend. It was my 21st birthday.
I also got cheated on my 21st birthday.
Wait a second.
Are we secret sisters
or something? Hang on, pause. Everybody pause. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, the fact that there's some sort of connection on getting cheated on your 21st birthday, I cannot handle.
Like, why is that a universal thing?
You know what, though?
Wait.
You know what? My boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time didn't cheat on me, but he did cause a scene on my 21st birthday.
Like 21st is okay. Like the most cursed, and I don't know why. I am so sorry that happened to you. That is not fair.
Is it because they can't handle the fact that they're not the center of attention?
Oh my God, is that it?
I think so, because he ghosted. Like last I heard from him was like Friday at 5 p.m. and then didn't hear from him again until like Sunday, like I don't know, like 12 p.m. Like just like full like weekend just disappeared.
Okay, disgusting.
And we were on the same dorms, but like I couldn't access his dorm because he was on the men's floor.
No.
And like I was like, dude, where are you?
Okay, wait. So that's so X number one ruined it. X number one is blaming you for buying you a gift on your birthday. X number two is cheating on you on your birthday, and then X number three also did something to you on your birthday.
No, it was just two. I mean, other people were just like, oh, like just very like. After that, I just got really disappointed of like, is this actually going to be like a nice birthday?
Yeah.
So like after that, like it has improved, and it has been 10 years. So I'm finally reclaiming my birthday back. The last 10 years, like.
Wait, when is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday's actually May 29th.
Okay.
happy early birthday,
queen. Oh, my God,
queen.
It's happening soon.
Okay, you know what? This is for you. Literally, this is your birthday month, and we are declaring for you on the radio that you are going to have an amazing birthday, okay?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.